Chantel, I asked you not to bring it up. It's my wedding. I don't think you should bring this up at my wedding.
Are you telling me that we can't talk about Facebook at a wedding?
No, you can't. Not about these kind of Facebook problems.
That's my new ASMR. Are you telling me we can't talk about Facebook at a wedding?
And you know what? I don't really want to hear about Facebook at my wedding either.
I think that's a fair point.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
The foolishness in this episode did not stop.
These clowns
can't help themselves.
They cannot.
Do you know when is a good time to talk about this? Well, no time. About fake Facebook profiles, maybe a dinner party when everyone's half drunk.
Maybe.
Not a wedding rehearsal dinner in this country. That's what we would call them. Where everyone's family is there.
You mean you can't talk about Facebook at a wedding?
It's ridiculous.
When you think about it. That Mama Karen will justify. Who do we want to start with first? Do we want to talk about? Y'all, this is a family, Chantel.
This is TFC.
Season 2, episode 9. What's the title of the show, Poodle?
Some people are snakes.
But you forgot. She's just like
some
a weird...
Someone bite you.
It's not a good snake noise.
No, it's like... She kind of does one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We're going to jump in because Poodle's got to go fuck somebody or something. I don't know. What's
I got to go to my training session.
Yeah, training.
Which sounds like they're training
your asshole to get bigger.
Training.
It's like fisting training.
Open up, kid. I gotta loosen up. I got to do my stretches. Fisting training.
All right.
Oh, I got to go see my trainer.
Y'all, if you're on our Patreon, at least on our $5 tier, get ready. You're going to get it because we just recorded before.
You're going to get it.
Well, if you're not on the $8 tier, you might think about jumping up because we just covered the first episode of Plathville and it was good.
It was really good. We were surprised.
Yeah, listen to the first episode. If you're not on the $8 or $15, listen to the first episode that's on our public feed and let us know what you think. And if you want to jump into subsequent episodes, you can on the $8 tier.
Spoiler alert, the topic of houseboats is discussed.
In great detail. Also, Love After Lockup is coming back on the $8 tier at the end of the month.
The 26th, yeah.
But, Poodle, we have special announcement for people coming in August that are on the $5 tier. What are they going to get?
Love is Blind UK!
UK, the pods are going across the pond!
The pods are open. Maybe we call it the bins.
The bins.
Are open. Mm-hmm. They're like little bins.
Little bins.
Just pop it in the bin.
So we're excited about that. Y'all know we love Love is Blind. So
we love love.
So that'll be great. So lots coming this summer, July and August. And Poodle and I.
I'm not ready.
We're not ready.
We gotta go to a wedding this week, y'all. We just found out it's gonna take us an extra hour to drive from the airport because we relied on bad information.
Which came from me, but was given to me badly.
Yeah, you ruined it. I still blame you for this.
And we can't ask our friend because she lives in Houston and still doesn't have power. So we're just flying blind. It's going to be an early morning the next day.
I may just wear a muumuu. I don't know.
For that.
Maybe.
At least the weather's going to be nice.
Mid-90s. And it's an outdoor wedding.
We're very excited to see this friend. Aren't you glad you didn't ask
your man friend to come? I love weddings in July. Oh, he would have hated all the... he would have heard about this extra hour and short-circuited.
Well, good. I'm glad
he's already nervous about it for me.
Well, though, but because of it, though, on the way there, y'all, we're doing a road show.
We are.
We're doing another road show.
What we're doing. Are we doing... Happily Ever After?
I think it will be. Well, we've got fucking 3 hours. And we've got the way back, technically. So we've got all the time in the world. Yeah, I think we are doing Happily Ever After as a road show.
There's the town near. I'm just looking at the map. There's a town near where we're going called Rifle. This country needs to really fucking chill with their gun fucking.
Hey,
I'm just fucking over it.
As we see, they turn on everyone. No one is safe.
Are they? They're not.
All right. Do you want to talk about the Philippines or the Dominican Republic first? What locale would you like to visit first, Poodle?
I'm being led to go to the Philippines first.
Me too.
And end with the La República Dominicana.
It usually ends with someone chasing someone with a purse. Y'all, that was not in the watch along that Christina edited, our producer for us. So when I saw it, I screamed. Oh, it was great. Okay, but let's go. Y'all, Royal and Aunt Janet, she said, Aunt Janet, I don't know what it is. It's about some of her facial expressions. I just think she's fake as fuck too, just like him.
You know, she's quite... You know, it is that way, and she doth protest too much a lot when he's like, Royal, why are you being mad at your family?
We don't want you to be mad at your family. We are Team Facebook. We believe she's trying to con yes! the brother on Facebook.
We are Team Facebook. We agree. I think now. I really do believe Aunt Janet is acting as just a chaos agent at this point. The idea of trying to talk to her, to Royal's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the goal of that was. It may be to get maybe one of her other female relatives. To in the family so she can actually have someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I thought about.
Maybe.
But again,
that's true.
The family Chantel is only going to see this as a scam or a con. They don't know about the Hazel principle. They don't know her.
They don't know Hazel.
They don't understand the idea that no one would want to fall in love with one of their glorious family members just because they're so great.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they have an income and they're stupid,
mm-hmm.
And they may treat her okay. It's dumb. It's so dumb. And do I think it was done by means do I think she's malevolent? No. Do I think she's trying to get other people from her family to the U.S. through means that may involve trickery and chicanery? Yes.
Does she realize that the family is very stupid?
She does realize that she is smarter than they are.
She is smarter than they are, 100%.
So
she's like, I'm really tired of this. They need it. They told me to go back to the U.S. and Royal's upset.
She could not abide that.
She could not. She
didn't say. Yeah. She said she didn't say go back to the U.S. She said told me not to go back there.
Oh yeah, told me not to go back.
That was Chantel's mistake.
That was a mistake because now she can rightfully say, if they cause an issue at my wedding, you should tell them to leave. Royal.
And now, because Chantel made some kind of big, we're American, you're not gesture to her. And Aunt Janet has gone full DEFCON 5. Mm-hmm. She is scorched earth, and she's going to do whatever she wants to because she's fine because her hair and makeup baklas come in.
Y'all, and those queens beat the shit out of her face. She looked
amazing.
I mean, she was already pretty, but she looks like a fucking model.
She does. It took them like... They spent like an hour of work just beating her. It looks like
bad skin. She has a lot of breakouts on her skin.
It looks like the scrub here, scrub there from Wizard of Oz. They're just going to fucking town on her.
You know what's so gay? That probably was my favorite song in Wizard of Oz. Can you even match my eyes to match my gown?
Wow.
Ooh, jolly good time. Gay.
Y'all, and when the horse changed color, and that's a horse of a different color.
I thought, y'all, if your gay son or your son dances around to that song,
Bakla! So, meanwhile, later over at Camp Dum Dum, that's where the Everetts are staying.
Yeah.
I love we can just use meanwhile because they do location shoots and they just kind of fade into each other in this show.
Yeah.
Mama Karen is chastising Chantel. Mm-hmm. Your nails are too long. How are you going to use your hands with your nails that long? And I'm like, you're not actually going to fight, you morons.
No.
Y'all, Karen has said, it is quite strange that Antoinette, as opposed to Anjanette, I want to talk to Antoinette to make sure she is aware of what I found about the Facebook.
And my intention is to speak to her today. So they all get ready and they meet at the van with Royal and Aunt Janet and God,
they look like
we call her
assholes.
It's always makes they look, y'all. As Aunt Janet's brother says later, they look like they're going to fucking prom.
Chantel especially. This was, and she gives the, but even Aunt Janet says they're wearing long gowns. And this is shady, but we can't really afford that expensive stuff. And y'all, I think Aunt Janet set this up.
I do too.
She set this up for them to look like assholes. Even at the wedding, they look even more ridiculous.
Oh, y'all, next episode, they look like extras from like a Gone with the Wind segment of a Carol Burnett skit.
No, to me, it looked like the stepmother and the Wicked Stepsisters.
Yes, you said that. That was
from
really
in the
accurate.
Woods. Mm-hmm. And Aunt Janet says, but the attention of people should be on us. That's not the way the family Chantel is going to play this. So Royal says, don't distract
from us. We don't want to have to throw anyone out.
And Karen goes,
oh, really?
Royal, do you want us at your affair?
We are not in the van yet, and we could see ourselves here.
I really enjoyed using it at your catered affair.
Catered affair.
She kept calling it your affair. So,
and did you see how Aunt Janet, Royal's trying to talk to them? And he's like, I just don't want any trouble. And do you see how Aunt Janet totally undermines him and looks and says, Royal, give it. She's like, just calm down, Royal. Calm down.
It's genius. Oh. She's trying to make him feel stupid and them feel stupid.
And she wants to look good in his eyes and she wants to look good in the family's eyes.
And she never will, but...
Y'all, she's a master.
Do you want us at your affair, Royal? And Winter's like, Royal, you're not going to kick us out because you love us. And this is it, y'all. They try to play the Huxtables. And it's just never going to be that. They're not that close.
They're not
It's
close.
All fake. It's all presentation.
They I are fake you- to the power. We did have some sissies that came at us. I was like asking, are they talking about God or whatever? And they said, no, it would say like to the power of 100 or whatever.
Yeah, there was they didn't know what the fuck she was saying. That's a Karen thing. So Pedro goes, I don't know what's happening. Maybe the family Chantel hates weddings because they're just here to fuck up things.
It's hilarious watching his face because he like says in his talking head, he's like, I just want to enjoy the Philippines.
He's the unsung comic hero of this season so far.
He is.
Meanwhile, we're going to, it is time for the rehearsal dinner. There's no actually specific rehearsal. I think this is just a big party where everyone comes
technically
to.
The wedding, yeah.
Yeah, the first night of the wedding. And there's the lechon! It's the big pig, y'all, that Larry wouldn't eat.
It looks like they have several lechons.
multiple lechons.
It looks, honestly, like some event Piano Cat would have, where just like three or four naked men are just
well, everyone's being spit roasted.
Yep, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people's pig banquet is another person's good time. So anyway, Chantel's like, everyone seems to be in normal clothes here. You asshole. You complete moron. Yes. They're from a very, let's say, not well to do part of the Philippines, you asshole.
Yeah.
She's been to the DR. She's seen some places that weren't as nice.
Didn't sink
but
in.
But she's still...
Didn't sink
she's
in.
She's so clueless. JR, the brother, spelled J-AR, which is very Star Wars.
It is very Star Wars.
Very Star Wars.
Yes.
Says, I thought they were going to prom. Zoom, boom, rusted. You sank their battleship. Because that's exactly what it looks like. And Chantel's like, I'm kind of thinking all these people are here, like the Americans are on display. Look at you. Look
Sissy
at how
Christina,
you're dressed.
Christina said that is. She said probably, because there's like about, they think, 300 people there. And Christina said people would have gone just to watch the Americans.
And also the fact that there's a film crew here.
Yeah.
So it's the most exciting thing that's happened since great aunt and Jeanette sold the hogs ate her little brother. Yeah.
I'm sure every once in a while there's something in Pickens that's exciting that everybody comes out for.
No, my father has an expression that said, that's the most exciting thing since the hogs ate my little brother. I don't know where it comes from.
I don't know where that comes from.
But he says it all the time.
All the time.
Okay. Even though he has a younger brother, but he's dead, sadly.
Okay. Boy, your parents are like the last living siblings.
Yes.
Just Aunt Jane.
Aunt Jane, and on my mother's side, I have one uncle left out of five. Right of four.
What's his name?
Bill.
Bill. Y'all call him Bill? Billy? Willie?
Bill.
William? Bill. Just Bill.
His name is William.
Just Bill. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't. You've never mentioned your Uncle Bill. Guess you're not that close.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Maybe I just don't share as much as you do.
I would
freely.
Yeah, uh-huh. I would wonder what it'd be interesting to see your mother with her brother, because the way I've never seen her interact with a sibling. Like someone who could give her shit.
Yeah. She was kind of the one who was picked on growing up. So yeah, that happens. Gets right back in it.
Yeah, when you're picked on by a bunch of boys, that's why you bite somebody in basketball. Wasn't my fault.
So,
still one of the best stories I've ever heard.
Chantel says, our family knows how to compartmentalize, so we're going to be fine tonight. No, you don't. The very definition of non-compartmentalizing is talking about Facebook.
Yeah. If you compartmentalize, you wouldn't talk about Facebook at the wedding.
The first rule of Facebook is you can't talk about Facebook at weddings.
About Facebook, y'all, you can't.
So, y'all, at the dinner, Winter says, is there any chicken here? And I guess Winter did not fill out her card that says pork or nothing.
Pork or cooked blood?
Rice. I will say this. It's not that I'm going to tell people if you're going to a place where you don't know what you're going to eat. But I will say this. If you're going someplace where you already have dietary restrictions, and I would think pork is a very common thing in Indonesia, in the Philippines. And I just might have some follow-up questions and maybe some Google questions. Mm. I'd eat before.
Yeah.
I think I would. Now, it seems like the family Chantel, she already has a problem with, and I talked about this on the watch along. Karen goes, "It was very unsanitary. We don't leave meat out for hours on end. That's how you get a bad case of salmonella." First of all, pork and salmonella, that's chicken. I will say that if things are fresh and it hadn't been out for that long, they're not getting sick. That's not really the case here. But it's just another snobbery saying these people are gross. Mm-hmm. These people are beneath me.
I understand. You don't want to cook. Are you want to eat cooked blood? I get that. But it's like
cooked blood. I would pass.
And like Winter doesn't eat pork, period, ever, even in the U.S.
Because of the religion. Yeah.
That's different.
Because of Jaws religion.
But I do love how Aunt Janet says,
"We don't have vegetables. I'm sorry."
I will say that is a bit of a, if you're having people at a wedding that's your family, I would be like, if I knew someone didn't eat pork, I would have something.
I don't think she gives a fuck.
I don't think she gives a fuck.
She did, that was a fake. That was a fake apology.
She's like, oh, so fake.
It was an unapology.
She was like, "Eat
we're
your
so,
rice,
so
bitch.
Sorry. Eat the rice, bitch." So y'all, obviously rice is not enough for Karen because she goes right over to Antoinetta, and she's like, "I think it's a good time to talk about the Facebook problem." And she starts saying, "Hello, how are you? Are you on Facebook?" That's her first question. And I paused and screeched. And then Aunt Janet sees all this happening, going, "Uh-oh, my plan is in danger of failing." Rushes over to translate. And the mom says,
"It was actually Chantel first that said, 'Hello, are you on Facebook?'" Sorry.
Right. And mom says, "I didn't talk to anyone." And Karen's like, "We are saying this because some people are trickeries. Some people are snakes, and they bite."
And they bite. And y'all, if you see behind, the brother, the sister, all of Aunt Janet's family and friends are just staring at them, kind of gobsmacked. They can't believe
this would be done. Yeah.
And it's... Karen said in her talking moment, she's like, "It's all related. She wants to get the money out of the men of my family.
My tribe." Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In America, we call it running a game. And then Sean tells us at the end, "So keep your passwords secret."
Keep your passwords. And then Karen hugs her. And the mom, you can tell, is just...
what a fucking idiot.
She said, and then Aunt Janet's like, "No, we're not talking about this." And she like winds up, she's like, "Fuck
Send
your
them
family.
Off. Fuck Tells your Royal. Family.
She starts crying.
"I don't want to see them at the church tomorrow."
And then Royal comes up and says, Hey guys, I asked you not to bring that up here." And Chantel immediately said, "We just wanted them to protect their Facebook password." That was second favorite line.
How can you sell that as the truth?
Oh. We just wanted her to know she needs to change her password.
It's just so fucking petty. And to do it, it's almost like there's no petty meter at all. You know, where you're saying, "Should I do this?" And there's no one minding the store.
No.
It's just, they just do it.
Yeah.
And it's all in the interest, supposedly, of protecting someone. But really, you're just there to make someone feel othered. Regardless of what you think they're doing, you're going to treat them like someone who's beneath you. And that's the part, if you think about it on this show, If you think about it, it's not funny anymore.
No.
And the only reason that this show is funny is because these people act like absolute fools.
Yep. but it's really such a deep level of...
It's so awful. Xenophobia and snobbery and just this American privilege of walking around the world thinking the rest of the world is your toilet. And everything else that is not like the way you do it is gross. It's really... These people, the Podhasts, other dynasties of they're very similar of the way they believe of how Americans are in the world and how we should treat people who are not like us.
Well, and Royal sends them away. Meanwhile, Jane, Aunt Janet,
Aunt Jane,
she has an Aunt Jane, makes it.
I wonder
literally
if her
makes
and her mother fight.
Yeah, they do. She literally makes an announcement because apparently it's very bad luck for the bride to cry. Yeah. And so it's really weird how I guess it stopped the entire party. And she has to like it reminded me of like when during the farmer and the cowman in Oklahoma, when everyone starts fighting and then Ann Eller has to shoot the gun and be like, dun, 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 sing it, Andrew. And that's what basically Aunt Jane did. We're all here to have fun.
It is very much Aunt Eller, Andrew Carnes coded.
What other podcast? Again.
What other? What other are you going to get that? That's a very thorough metaphor, but it's correct. Because Curly and Judd had just had a fight.
They just had a... Well, all the farmers and the cowmen had the fight. Yeah.
Yes. Too. Why can't we just get along, both farmers and cowhands or cowmen?
You know what? You know how they could have gotten along. We know.
Sucked each other's dicks?
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, so the next day, or as we're leaving, I'm sorry, the Catherine, Karen says, "Well, we have not been. I think we have been uninvited. The only way I would come is there would be apologies. Aunt Janet owes me one." And while the happy couple dances into the night, the dum-dums go back to the van and drive back and probably get Jollibee.
Yet probably. And she's like, Aunt Mama Karen's like, "I'm sorry, boo hoo." And
she makes in her crock pot some cup of noodles in her room.
So, but they are in the room and that's where they're talking about what should we do. And Chantel says, "Well, we need all to go talk to Royal." And we see them as they walk to Royal's room. Mama Karen says, "I should have worn my spurs."
This is the next morning, and y'all, none of the family Chantel think they did anything wrong.
No, they never did. Never, ever, ever.
And Peter's like, "This wedding is driving me crazy. I just want to stay in my room." And later on, Chantel keeps even saying, "We didn't do anything wrong. We have his best interests," and the idea that. It's hubris, really, of our choices are better for you than you think. And it's also this person who's not from where we're from has ensnared you and she's blinded you, this other. And the only way we can do it is fuck everybody else who she knows. We got to bring you out of it. We'll do anything we can to do it. It's so awful.
Shall we?
I think it's time
to
head to the DR.
It works.
It's really loud. Works. It kind of cuts really? Off at the end. I'm fine with it.
Oh, okay.
Sissy
Robin
so
gave us that. Thank
we
you.
End up mid-fight. With Lydia trying to walk away saying, "It's a scam, Alejandro, that you're getting a divorce." And Alejandro says, "But I'm not with her." And that's when Lydia grabs Nicole and says, "Girl, come here.
She
get
says,
away
come
from
over
that
here.
Man."
And she is literally, we didn't see this again.
She's
on
putting her hands on her.
She's pushing her and saying, "Leave that man. Leave him." And Nicole's going,
"Do you
going,
value yourself?"
No, Nicole's going, "Mommy, mommy, mommy." She's just pushing her, pushing her, and she said, he has kids. And she said, no, he doesn't, Bobby.
He's hiding them from you. Us women have a sixth sense.
We thought about doing it as a telenovela, but there's too much action to
talk
about.
There's another one coming. Don't worry.
Yeah. And so then there's this moment where we see Lydia's talking to
him. It took my breath away.
And she has this quote that says, I wrote it down if you didn't.
Me too.
Okay. And tell me if I got it wrong. But in the past, she talks about there's times when the past comes closer.
The past comes closer.
When someone you love who is dear to you goes through the same thing you did. And I went, that is.
It's amazing.
That's
and
one
beautiful.
Of the most beautiful sentences I've ever heard anyone say in my
said
life.
Said by a horrible person.
Like, well, you need to steal that and write that in a lyric in one of your musical theater
songs. I know.
Songs.
I'll steal it from Lydia. So she says, many years ago, this is story time. It's like all of a sudden we're in like Water for Chocolate. It's like some kind of magical realism, Latin American, like Garcia Marquez novel.
Yes.
Many years ago, I met my child's father, and I went, kids is dead. I met my kids' dad.
Danielle. Oh, I want her on The Single Life again.
I want kids' dad. And a year went by, and one day he tells me as a secret, he has two children. Later on, I'd already had my children. He tells me, I have gone back to the mother of my children. He left, and I never heard from him again.
And from that moment, I never heard from him again.
I didn't want Nicole to go through the same things I did.
And
at one point,
she pauses.
She tries to smile because she's afraid she might cry. Mm. And this moment was where I went, God, you're good.
She's fantastic. She's great TV.
She's not a good person, y'all. Don't make me wrong.
Oh,
she's fantastic. She's a horrible person.
Terrible person.
And at one point, then we're back in the present. She tells Alejandro, I would take off my heel and hit you with it. Drain the bad blood out of you.
I'll drain the bad blood out of you. Mommy, do not follow me.
Don't follow me. Don't go. But you only say silence when you're an educated woman. She goes, I am educated.
Listen to me.
Listen.
And Alejandro's trying to talk to her and chase after her as well. She fixes that. Real quick. Because, y'all, she fucking grabs her bag and starts chasing him and tries to hit him with her purse. And
with
Nicole,
her masher bag.
And Nicole says,
Masher!
Since when are you a violent woman of God?
And she
That's what caused that line.
Oh, shameless! And then she goes, does Pedro know this? Now, this is the interesting thing, which will pay off, I think, next season. Nicole says, I told him. And Alejandro finally says, she walks away, because that's all Lydia can take in one day. Alejandro says, I don't know what to do. This is going to be a real problem. And Nicole says, I need to speak with her alone.
I'm just going to hit this shade button right here.
And I think now...
Yes.
Is another installment.
Like the 10th installment.
It's been so good.
So good.
I don't know if we're going to have many more because I can't remember the episode. We've already done the watch along.
She's dating Alejandro next year.
Season?
Next season, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. I looked because I wanted to see if there's any royal. Oh, that brings up.
I think they're gone. I think Royal and Aunt Janet are gone after this season.
Well, I think the way that things are, I talked to Sissy Mary, Sissy Detective, for the Where Are They Now? And she said what she's going to do is at the end of season 3, we're going to have a Where Are They Now for the first 3 seasons.
Okay.
Kind of recapping. And then she said, and then for seasons 4 and 5, we'll do a Where Are They? So we'll have 2 Where Are They Nows, one at the end of season 3 and the other one at the finale of the show.
Sounds good. Okay.
So I think, so we might be a little bit of royal next season. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Got it.
But yes. Okay. Poodle will be playing Lydia. I'll be playing Nicole. And picture it. An apartment. Camera focuses in on a pile of fruit sitting on the counter.
And vegetables, yes.
And we hear a door creak open. Hello, Mommy.
Oh, you wear those shoes. I can always tell you're coming.
May I sit, Mommy?
Yes, please. Do whatever you like.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, I don't feel good. I feel very bad about the way you left us.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Watch me as I cut this vegetables with a very sharp knife.
And very you know the thing? Large, very large knife. Sorry, go
You
ahead.
Know the thing about vegetables, Nicole?
Yes, Mommy?
They don't fight back.
Ah.
So.
Yes, Mommy. Mommy, I didn't like it. Everything's anyway, going so to be fine.
So you think everything will be okay, right? I wonder if this Pepper thinks everything is okay. You think Whack! Everything is okay with a man? Whack! With okay with a man who's married?
Can you hear the scissors? I need a paper cutter.
Just buy it. Just expense it. You say he's getting a divorce?
Yes,
That's
Mommy.
A cock and bull story.
But, Mommy, I know he is. He loves
Cuts
me, Mommy.
Cuts lettuce. Shook.
Shook. Mommy, you don't understand. You don't understand what I'm going through, Mommy.
Oh, I don't understand, do you? Puts knife down for a minute. I don't want you to repeat the same story I lived, but it's different because you know he's married. I knew nothing. You're even worse than me.
No, Mommy, I'm not worse at all.
I have never sowed the seeds of rancor in you or your brother about your father. I can barely say that with a straight face.
That's a lot.
Let me pick up my knife again and cut a strawberry. It would break my heart to see you suffer.
Mommy, tomorrow is Carnival.
Carnival!
Carnival. Don't you want to go to Carnival as a family, Mommy?
No, I'm not going. Carnival
what?
Is
Kay?
For the familia.
No, Mommy, it's
it
a
sounds
tradition.
Just like something with families do. Heavy drinking, partying, boobies. It's perfect for families.
Mommy, please go. Remember, we like to dance in front of the gay guys, and they go, ka, 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 ka. You love that part.
Oh, those maricones. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not going to continue with this anymore.
No, Mommy, I'll tell you this. I will continue in this relationship, Mommy, and you can't stop me.
Fingers knife. Looks at vegetables. Well, baby, don't count on me. Because I'm not going to support you. Cuts up salad.
No, Mommy, no.
Yes. Nicole, I have prepared a salad with my sharp knife. I just need to dress it. Would you like to eat?
Silently leaves.
Click, click, click. Oh, those horseshoes.
When she delivered that dressing line, I went,
I just need to put dressing on it. Would you like some salad that I prepared the entire time?
She really needs a white or a hairless cat that she's petting constantly.
This was one of my favorite scenes ever. The bitch made
Ever.
The salad the entire time. But they were like when they were talking about Carnival. Oh, the Carnival family tradition of women getting rough fucked against against buildings. heavily drinking, people puking in the streets. I don't think maybe Dominican Carnival is not extremely, but it is everyone is drinking.
Yeah, because it's like Mardi
Gras. Mardi
Gras. Yeah.
Mardi Gras. Yeah.
Everybody's about to give up shit for Lent.
There's
not much more to, because I do love that in the next scene, there's a big close-up on all the colognes. And Alejandro and Nicole are dressing up. I kind of feel like all that we really need to know is this. They're dressing up. They're going to Carnival. But we start to see, y'all, because if you could have seen Nicole's face when the mom said, y'all, the mom supports her financially.
Totally. Completely.
She just graduated school. She doesn't have a job. And when the mom said, don't count on me, she went, ugh.
Yeah, that was a big change. Because she went, yes, I'm going to have to let this go because she's being pragmatic here. And if there's one thing.
It's the same face Poodle makes when the children show up right before the wedding.
Yeah, I know I have to cut my losses. And yep, sometimes that involves standing on an oxygen tube.
Yes. Or
a very kind hospice nurse.
Or a lot of people don't know this about me because of Poodle and quick escapes with a long ladder. I know how to fly a helicopter and hover over a wedding. So I'm always there.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that out.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So but Alejandro.
No better way to leave a wedding.
No better way to leave a wedding. So she's contemplating this like, fuck, what am I going to do? And but then Alejandro, because he knows this too, he gives her.
He doesn't do it yet.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to give her a ring.
A ring. And y'all, you can guess what type of ring it is. It's the kind I hate that I've gone off on.
Because he's still Maui'd.
But we're going to wait for it and we'll talk about it on the next episode.
He also looks like Big Bird in whatever costume they have him in.
I mean, they look kind of cute. It's cracked me up that they wear the mask and they decide to take the mask. They put the mask on when they walk downstairs.
Very treacherous
staircase. I don't get it.
This is a fantastic episode.
Y'all, we talked about, we were like, maybe we switch to something else, but no, we are going through with Family Chantel.
We're going to finish it. We're going to finish it. Yeah, it's just
we are
too
barely through.
Some of y'all don't like it, but
I don't fucking care. Right now, this is my most joyous thing we talk about.
Joyful, to me too. This is so joyful for me, and I never thought I would say that.
Never, ever. In the words, as Poodle says all the time, and I just want to say this, we were wrong, y'all. We were wrong. And I know usually Poodle's always saying that. But I want to say, I know I never say it, but we were wrong.
That's the show.
Go to realitygaze.com to find out everything that's going on. Follow us on social media, Reality Gaze Pod. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, however you listen. For some of you, it is still in the works. We have some kind of back-end things going, but I know. We're going to switch our Patreon to where you can listen to it on Spotify.
Yes.
But there's some things we're kind of holding on, but that will be coming. I would probably by the end of the summer, we'll be able to do that.
Yep.
So we haven't forgotten about you. All right, everybody. You know what we say.
If you filled out your pork or nothing card.
This is Reality Gaze.
Pork or nothing.
Reminding you, if you're going to a wedding in the Philippines, what, Poodle?
Don't be stupid Americans.